It's day 9. I can't believe it. Time has just flown, and we have such a little bit of time left together. Tonight, we're going to talk about the law of kindness. So let's read Acts 9, 36 to 42 together first. There was a believer in Joppa named Tabitha, which in the Greek is Dorcas. She was always doing kind things for others and helping the poor. About this time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed for burial and laid in an upstairs room. But the believers had heard that Peter was nearby at Lydda, so they sent two men to beg him, "Please come as soon as possible." Remember, she's already dead. So Peter returned with them, and as soon as he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. The room was filled with widows who were weeping and showing him the coats and other clothes that Dorcas had made for them. Peter asked them all to leave the room, and he knelt and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, "Get up, Tabitha." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand, and he helped her up. Then he called in the widows and all the believers, and he presented her to them alive. The news spread throughout the whole town, and many believed in the Lord. Can you imagine being so loved that people aren't satisfied to see you die? Do you think they would have acted like that just because she made them clothing? Why do you think she was so loved? The Bible says that we reap what we sow. It also says to have friends, one must show himself friendly. Tabitha reaped an outpouring of love and sorrow great enough for God through Peter to restore her to her loved ones. She sowed kindness, compassion, mercy, and grace. And she reaped kindness, compassion, mercy, and grace, and she reaped an extended life. When we look at Abigail, she was a very wise woman. And I've heard people say that she wasn't respectful of her husband, but I humbly disagree. I believe that by going to King David, she actually showed kindness and love for her husband. She knew he'd be killed, and she took the blame on herself in order to save his life. When she reasoned with the king, she told him her husband's name means fool. She wasn't degrading him. The Jewish people believed one's name is the essence of who we are. It represents our reputation, our personality, our character. She was telling King David her husband was only acting in line with his name. He could be nothing other than what he was. She stood in the gap for her husband, despite his drunkenness and disrespect. She entrusted herself to God and acted kindly. And when her husband died of fright, King David took her as his wife so that she wouldn't live a desolate woman. I've wondered many times, could I exercise the law of kindness in that situation? Or would I have been so frustrated and angry with my husband for doing something so foolish that I would have intentionally degraded him rather than just trying to use his name as an explanation? The law of kindness is something that sets us apart as women of God. It takes strength and courage to be kind in the face of evil. My hope for us and my prayer is that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we all may begin to exercise the law of kindness as we are becoming virtuous women of God. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.